Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
All right, we're in full swing. We're going to get this started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
And I'm Steve.
And we're waiting on Barbie. Sometimes she remembers the recording and sometimes she doesn't. But that's what happens when you're retired. Sometimes you make it and sometimes you don't. And since we're all being paid so well, you know, we're just going to withhold her paycheck. And if she comes in, she comes in. Welcome to all who are listening. If this is your first time, welcome. You may want to, if we reference something, go back and listen to a previous episode. The best place to find the previous episodes, even if you found us on wherever you're listening to podcast, is on our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. All of the past episodes are there, places to comment some of the things. Let's give you some context if this is your first time. I am a semi-retired lifestyle swinger, whatever you want to call it. That means I fuck other people and my husband knows about it. Sometimes it's women, sometimes it's men, whatever, just to make me happy. Roger is in full swing and so is Steve. Barbie, if she makes it, is retired and she calls it completely retired, but I think we can sneak her out of retirement at some point. All right, so our new format. Let's see. We talk about what are the word of the new word, new vocabulary word. We talk about music that could be played or should be played while you're fucking around or should absolutely not be played while you're fucking around. Either way, because, you know, we like music. And then the next one is sex news. So I know, Roger, that you have a song that you want to introduce. Hit me with it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, if it's not on your playlist, this is give it a try. Add it. It's called Cola by Lana Del Rey. It has a real kind of Madonna bedtime stories vibe to it, which that album you could play in its entirety on your playlist, but this song, I mean, the opening line is "My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola." that's what we're doing. So, yeah, and the whole song, it's great, great song. So that's what you want in the background. How about you? What do you have?
I have an old tried and true, and since I am at heart a classic rocker and these guys sadly are getting into classic rock genre, even though I hate it because it means that I'm the aging person that I am, mine is the song called Control, and it's by Puddle of Mud, and just listen to the words. You put that song on and you start doing some of the stuff that song says to do, you're going to have a great time. You know, because my favorite line is her pants around her ankles. Yeah, that's good.
It's where they belong. It keeps your ankles warm.
Yeah, make me do the things you do. Steve, you got a song you want to talk about? Or are we moving
I do.
On?
Like I said last episode, I have about five different playlists for when we have parties. And thanks to COVID, I sat here in my home listening to a lot of new videos. I've been a music geek all my life, but I have a little different, very eclectic. One, I love like Hauser. His Wicked Games is a great one. The guy that was part of what, Two Cellos. But one I really like now is called Use Me by Diplo.
Ooh.
And it's a real it's I like it. It's one of those, you know, it's you can have the central, the sexy, and then you just have the heart, the ones that really say what to do, use me. So
We have a
that's my
theme going
choice.
on. We have a
Yeah.
theme definitely going on. So, now I had asked before, Now, we're recording this pretty quickly because I'm going to take a 1 week vacation. So, last time we recorded was just a few days ago, even though it seems like it's been a week because of the way that we are publishing these. I had asked about sex news, and anybody had we looked any further at the woman that supposedly did 900 some odd people in 12 hours. Has anybody looked at her?
Yes, she's on OnlyFans, and
Okay.
she's 31 years old, and her name is, can we say her name on here? She's on OnlyFans. I want
If she's on OnlyFans, everybody knows who
Her
she
name
is.
is, oh
She's
yeah, her name is Bonnie Blue.
okay.
She's a model. She
Because
did,
I'm sure that's her real name, Bonnie Blue.
exactly. Yes, true. She did 1,057 men in 12 hours. Now
How?
my question is this. That's 88 guys per hour,
Right, and six.
and was Guinness World Records there to verify this.
It's less than a minute,
Exactly.
okay?
Good on you, Guinness. I mean, things like this should go down in
I don't know.
history.
That's
Now,
my question. Were they there? Were they
he's
there?
asking,
Oh,
how do we
oh.
know this is a world record? Who verified? And if it
Yeah.
was on OnlyFans, do they not, did they speed up or time play the stuff? Is that possible on OnlyFans? I don't know. Okay.
To
But I
do
have
that,
questions.
you'd have to be airtight for the whole time, I think.
Well,
Not
I
to, I mean, and everybody's already forgotten about that team of fluffers that was there. I mean, that's who was putting in the work, let's be honest.
Totally, totally. You're right. There had to have been, and that's true. It had to be
The
a
forgotten
team.
heroes.
And so what I want to know is if she did, 1,000, if did just means the dick got stuck in once, pulled back out, or did you make them come? Because there's no way that she made
No.
in that amount of time
No.
those 1,000 people come. Okay. So is that just insert out, and then, like you said, what kind of that had to be somebody who worked at a Chick-fil-A who knows how to make that assembly line go or that drive-through go? Okay, sorry, I'm gonna get in trouble. I maybe not Chick-fil-A, sorry, some fast food restaurant, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, whatever, that lines up the fluffers and gets the guys and is like, you go here, you go here, you go here, and then who? Who someone masterminded this, and I don't think it was her.
Right.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. Because you got to have somebody directing traffic and they got to be on their game. And I don't think you're getting, I mean, you're getting 3 to 10 pumps and you're out next is in.
And that's what I mean. It couldn't even be 3 to 10 because you're looking at underneath a minute. Okay. It has to be. It's at a minute, and that includes getting in position, popping it in, popping it back out, right? To get 88 in a 60-minute time period, right?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna geek this out. So to do 88 men an hour, you're doing 1.5 every minute. One
Right.
and a half every minute. Let's see. So if you were getting two holes, then you might get some like you may get a little quality time.
Okay, I also have questions. The other question I have is, could they be the same guy? Okay, so like if you fucked her in the 1 hour, could you come back, get in line again, and do her in the next hour? Or, could you play like merry-go-round. These six guys, you poke her out, you poke her out, you poke her out, and then rotate them so that, it's like, was it different men? Or did it count as, hey, I was the man in hour one, and I was one of the men in hour two, and I was one of the men in hour three, you know?
That's a good point. Steve, do you have any more on this? I mean, was this 12 hours with no break? Was this a team of guys? I mean, was this just an all-in group effort here?
Was it 12 straight hours? Okay. So did you stop after 2 hours to go to the bathroom and eat something and recharge and fill up your bucket of coconut oil again, you know?
I want to picture this, just her just laying there serving it up and having people come in and wipe her forehead with a cold towel, you know, like, you know, give her a little sip of water, like boxers
liquid
in between
IV.
Rounds.
Liquid IV stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, that's what Dee would do for me. She'd be sitting there, you know, feeding me some coconut water through a straw or some cucumber water, cold towel on the forehead, you know, and then slap on the ass. Keep going, Tiger.
Steve, where did you read this, or did you just I hear these rumors, but you know, I don't know where the actual article was.
Journalism. I couldn't tell you, but I saw in, I don't know exactly where it was, but I saw it in a couple places, and you know, and then when Roger brought it up last week, I thought, oh, there's validation to this. So
right
somewhere on the internet, you know, if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Mm-hmm. It has to be true.
I do remember seeing this. I'll have to see if I can find the article and get more info on it. But I do vaguely remember. So,
okay. So does anybody have a word? If you don't, I actually have a word. I've got to get my reference notes.
I was at a party last night. And a new word came up.
Please do.
And I had to ask what that was. And then somebody said, well, let me show you. I tapped out. I felt a little violated and failed that trust building exercise there. But here we go. Fruit basket. What do you think it is?
Basket of sex toys. That's Steve, what I would want it to be.
Steve, you got anything on fruit basket?
I do not. I've never heard of that one.
So somebody texted someone that was at the party during the party, and they were telling them where they were at and what they were doing, and they didn't believe them, and they were sending a few dick pics, and then they were like, oh, and then they got the idea, oh, hey, let's send pictures of fruit baskets. And I'm just like, and they're like, come on, you got to get in here too. And I'm like, time out, flag on the field, what's a fruit basket? I should know and I don't. And so that's when they said, here, and a girl comes up and spins me around so my back is to her, and she reaches through my legs and grabs a handful of dick and balls, and I'm like, okay, we're off to a great start. And she bends me over and pulls my dick and balls back. And close your legs, there it is, hanging out the back, snap a picture, and that's a fruit basket. And
it was painful.
I don't have that level of stretch.
I mean, it's not something you do in yoga.
Not a yoga move.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. Oh geez.
That's my word of the week.
Fruit basket.
Yep, scarred by a fruit basket.
Okay. So we've done our format, we got our words, our music. So last week, last podcast recording, we discussed the question was brought up, a bluefish, what do I say in my profile, or how do I get into this game? And, you know, the thing was find a couple. Well, how do you find a couple? You know, you sign up on SLS or Swing Lifestyle or some of these other ones, or SDC, and you make a profile. And then the question was what to write on that profile. We're going to table that for now because we still haven't asked ChatGPT what to say. I do have some words that I think need to be added, but I need to talk about the realm of what happens. I don't want to leave. I kind of want to call it false advertising when someone is not honest in their profile. So I want to tell a story. This happened about, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years ago. Fabio and I, my husband Fabio and I, were we do a lot of business, and we used to travel a lot on business, and so we would go on these websites and say that we are on the town. A lot of these websites have the year in town, so you can hook up with different couples that are on the town, and you knew that you were hooking up with somebody who was good by looking at their profile, by reading their profile and making sure they've been verified, so that you knew that other people had played with them. This is a real couple you're hooking up with. So we were on the West Coast, and we were hitting several cities on the West Coast. And in the middle of this trek, set up a meet where we were going to play with this couple. And the profile said that, they were both retired, that, but they were very active, and they had a lot of verifications, and you could tell that they had attended a lot of parties. So this was an experienced couple, and we thought, oh, this is great, because they're along our speed. And it said, he likes to make women happy, and it had cute pictures of her. So of course Fabio was interested. So we said, yeah, let's do this. And so where we were staying that night was right on the coast, right on the ocean. We had a really cute little hotel room. And I say little hotel room because hotel rooms are expensive on the coast. And this one was very limited in space. It had a bed, a couple of chairs, maybe one little settee. And that was it. Okay, very small room. And so we said, okay, we're probably going to need to play wherever they are. So we went to dinner with them. And at dinner, we sit down, and they look fine. She looks great. He looks pretty good for retired people. And he's looks relatively in shape. She's very cute. I could tell Fabio's very interested. He tells us he is a retired chips motorcyclist. Okay. And so, I mean, back then,
California, when I was Highway Patrol.
Right. So back then, when I was growing up, chips was a show that I watched, and had hot guys that I was like, oh, yay, good. He's a retired chips guy. This guy's going to be great. It said that he was athletic, and this is going to be a good time. And so they said, I had dinner, we got along, we said, we'd like to play. And they go, well, we can't go back to our house because our handicapped son lives with us. And they said, he's in his 20s or 30s, but we really can't play in front of him. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then they say, we'd like to come back to your hotel room. And I'm thinking, oh, no, how is this going to be? This is going to be very confined, all of us in this one little room. But of course, I want to do the chips guy. Okay, I want to do this chips guy. So I'll overcome. I'll adapt. So we drive back to our hotel room. And we get in, and as I said before, if you listen to some of the other podcasts before, Fabio is very good at this. He's very good at reading pheromones. He's very good at talking to women. He has her clothes off as they're walking in the door and as they're going over to the bed. Okay, so he is calling the bed. You can tell. Okay, so it's me and this guy that are on this settee. Now, the guy is, 6 foot one, which I'm fine with that. It's great. Nice height. A little bit taller than Fabio, but I got it. Okay. And so he proceeds to take off my clothes, and I've got all my clothes off. I'm hot in the means of I am horny hot. Okay, I'm ready to do this guy. It has vamped up, and so the clothes are coming off, and he's undressing me, and everything is okay, and I'm kissing his neck, and I'm kissing him, and he's kissing all over me. And as he goes to take his pants off, he stops and goes, "Oh," and he goes, "I forgot something." And I was like, "What did you forget?" And his wife yells from the bed and goes, We left the pump in the car. Okay. And so immediately I'm like, the pump? And I'm thinking, tire, bicycle, what are we talking about here? Okay. What are we visually talking about? And I saw the pump. And he's like, yeah. He goes, I didn't tell you. He goes, I had an accident. One of the reasons why I'm out of the chips is because I had an accident. I hurt my back, and I have problems getting my dick up. Okay. And so he's like, but it's okay because we've figured out how to get this done. So immediately I'm looking at him, red flags are going off in my face, and I'm thinking, I still want to see, what does this pump look like? Is he going to bring an air compressor and put in cups and blow it up that way? And because I'm willing to try anything, right? And so he says, she says, I'll get it. And he goes, no, you're already really busy. And so, of course, Fabio hasn't stopped. Okay, Fabio doesn't care if I'm going to get fucked or not, because he's in his own world. And that's our rules. That's the way we are. Okay, it's each man to himself when you're in this play situation.
Hey, this is a great time for a break.
Fellas, are you tired of the same old experience? Need to spice things up? Introducing Dick Dippers, the revolutionary way to bring flavor to your love life.
Oh, baby.
That's right. Just dip it, dunk it, or drizzle it in one of our mouth-watering flavors, like strawberry daiquiri for a tropical twist, piña colada for that classic sweetness, or go all in with hot fudge sundae, because who doesn't love a little extra drizzle with nuts? Made with 100% edible, body-safe ingredients, Dick Dippers are smooth, tasty, and guaranteed to make every moment delicious.
Now that's a treat I can't resist.
So why be boring when you can be dipping? Get Dick Dippers today. Available wherever fine personal products are sold. Not responsible for excessive licking, moaning, or sudden craving for sweets. Use as directed. Satisfaction highly likely.
Now, back to the fun part of the podcast.
So this dude puts his shirt on, goes out to the car, comes back in, and he's got this black little case that looks like it could hold almost a rifle. It could hold a handgun. Nice big size handgun. And I'm thinking, okay, did he bring his gun in? And so it's like, okay, maybe this is going to be hot. And he opens up that case and takes out this thing, and it's this tube, this little clear cylinder tube thing, and it's got this little hand pump thing on it, a hose coming off of it, and this little hand pump thing on it. He basically sticks it on his dick, and then the hose goes down, and he stands and pumps it with his foot. Okay, and so you can see this thing go like,
I mean,
a
was
stretch
he putting
Armstrong.
Out any sexy vibe while this is going on? Like,
absolutely not.
You fix
okay,
it to get, you fix it to get the hammer, girl.
And it was like, well, yeah, he was kind of acting like this was all normal. He was acting like I should know this was normal and I should be fine with him doing this. And I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to access my spank bank. I'm trying to figure out how am I going to keep myself in the game. And luckily, with women, we can hide it. When we're disappointed, we can hide it. Okay. It gets us a little dry, so I need a lot more coconut oil. But he is just pumping this thing up, and he's kind of, yeah, he like he's sexy moving, and he's pumping this thing up, and it's looking like the Stretch Armstrong doll is in the microwave. And he gets it out, and then he tells me that he wants me to lay face down on the bed, on the settee, that he's gonna fuck me from behind. Okay. And so I'm like, okay, how is this gonna work? Because y'all, I told you I have a pretty good size ass. Okay. So my, you know, you're gonna have to get that pumped up pretty big if you're gonna do it like this from behind. So now I am laying face down naked on the settee, and he comes up behind me. And real fast, you can hear him. I don't see this because visually I would have been out completely if I would have been flipped over. So I'm laying there trying to go into Spank Bank Land, trying to go to my happy place and not go into grocery list sex type stuff. I am trying to visualize all the times that I've been fucked really so well. So I am sitting there saying these things. Okay, I'm thinking these things in my head. The plastic tube comes off. He lays down between my legs, and basically he never makes it into my vagina. He just fucks in between my legs with the tip of it hitting, maybe hitting the vag, and we're not even talking about nowhere near the clit. Okay, like in between, right there on no man's land between the pussy and the asshole. Okay, that little taint, that's what he's hitting with his weak ass dick, all right? And he's like moaning and all the other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, do I need to moan to act like? Do I need to do a Harry Meets Sally type thing and do a act like I'm having an orgasm and act like this so I can just get this shit done? Because this is not a good experience for me. And in the meantime, I know that Fabio is fucking that other woman and he's making her happy and everybody's happy over there. And you can hear her sounds and you know her sounds are real. And at this point, I am so disappointed. I don't even make a sound. I do not make a sound. I don't moan. There is no heavy breathing. I'm just, this guy's fucking my legs. He's fucking in between my legs and he gets off. Okay. And then he gets up 2 minutes later and is like, oh, wasn't that awesome? And he's like, turns me over and starts kissing me and goes, thank you very much. And I'm just like, forget the rule of six where I'm the one that gets fucked and not in a good way. This is the rule of four where I did not get a good time. Okay.
I was just going to say that. That's a bad rule of four right there.
That's a bad rule of four. Okay. Everybody, the other three are really happy, but not me. And so.
And it's always you.
It's like, God.
It's you.
And if you go back and read and listen to the one about Lurch, you know, I in season one, the guy that I had to be the ballerina on, the smoker guy, same one. It's like, what is it with these guys? Okay, so we get in so they leave and they're like, oh, you need to look us up the next time you're here. And I'm like, no, we don't. Okay. I'm thinking that. No, we don't. We do not. And, you know, Fabio's going to try and text them and all this other stuff. And they leave and he looks at me and he goes, you're not happy. I was like, yes, thank you. I am not happy. I am not happy at all. So the reason I tell this story is because nowhere in their profile did it say he needs a little help. Okay. Nowhere did it say I've hurt my back and I need to have my dick pumped up. Okay. Nowhere did it say any of that.
It doesn't say accessories sold separately.
You know, you're going to have to bring some extra coconut oil or whatever. I felt so, and yeah, I can laugh at it now and go, okay, there's going to be some bad that comes with the good. And the question is there any kind of fuck that is a bad fuck? And on that one, my answer is yes. Okay. Because I never even got entry didn't even get not his tongue or fingers or anything else down there. You think the dude would have known this was the case and would have at least licked me in a way that made me happy before he fucked my legs. Okay. But I felt like the girl dog that was getting fucked from behind by the really bad dog. Okay. That's just waste. You know, and I thought I wasted a whole evening on this. I could have been walking on the beach and the boardwalk and all this other stuff instead. Now, you know, and she knew, she has to know that this was the case. So why would she do that?
For the same reason you were hoping and let down. I mean, she, you know, she needs to eat too.
And part of me is like, you know what? If you would have said that, I think we still would have met you. Or if you would even said at dinner, not even to say it, don't even say it on your profile, but hey, at dinner, I wanted to let you know before we do this, this thing happened and I need a little help. And so this is what's going to go on and give the other couple the chance. But
I agree with that 100%.
But my question, yeah, and why would he want you, why would he put you in that position for that?
I don't think he wanted me to see him, you know, pumping it up to the, try to get it to the hard part and take it off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of. Wow.
I just, so.
I'm having trouble with the visual, and I'm sorry to everybody listening if I'm the only one with this question, but was this guy more Eric Estrada, you know, Puntarello, or was he John Baker?
He was John Baker, the taller guy.
Larry Wilcox, John Baker.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was, you know, and I've told you all before, I can't even remember half the time what a person looked like on the outside. It's really how they are on the inside. And he went from hot to not in 10 seconds. Okay. And I think it was more, I felt duped. You know, if you would have said with me, hey, I have to pump it up, I need a little bit of help, I would have been happy pumping it up. Okay. I've done a guy that said to me before we started, okay, this is a little bit closer, about 3 or 4 years ago. I've done a guy that he said, before we started, I was at his party. He was the host, and he put me in a swing, which was great. And I'm in the swing and he goes, okay, I've had an operation. My dick gets hard by you squeezing my balls. And he goes, it is a contraption that's in there that helps. And he goes, so I really need your help on this one. And he's telling me this, he's putting me into the chair and goes, if you want out, it's okay. There's other people at this party that you can go do. I completely understand. And I was so turned on by his openness that I was like, oh, I'll try it. Okay. And so I got into the swing and I watched him do it. He pumped it up by squeezing his balls and it got hard. And then he inserted it in and he was so good because he played with me and he did the foreplay and he got all the juices going and he got all the blood going down there and his mouth was doing all the right things. So he started it out the right way. And then he stands up and goes to pump again. And I go, come here. And he gets closer and I reach down and yeah, it was kind of fun. It was like, okay, you can bring it up to as hard as you want. You know, you squeeze his balls and it got harder. And I mean, he told me I'm probably not going to come, but I just love to fuck. And so this is the way that it is. And so he goes, use me until you're done using me. And he was very open with it. And it was fun. And he was not really, he was a tall guy, he was not a tall guy, he was a dumpy little guy, but he was so open that I was ready to try it. It was fun, you know. So I'm not a prejudiced sex person, okay? I'm gonna try it. I'm not, you got a kink that I think I can help you make, I'm gonna try it. If you've got something that you need done to help you get harder, I'm going to do that, you know, but.
You know, that bridges in. I was going to talk a lot about the party I went to last night, but I'll tell you, there was some things that I wanted to speak on. And, you know, we talk a lot about etiquette. You know, let me do this first. We talk a lot about etiquette and, you know, saying that stuff up front. You know, if you have a problem, just say it. I mean, everybody's here for the same reason. You know, and let's just be honest. Either you're going to get turned on because you're about it, or you're going to just stick to the mission because you're so fucking curious and want to see this thing, you know, come to life with a foot pump. You know, everybody's got their own reasons, and that's just who we are. But, you know, but the guy that was forthcoming, you know, that's etiquette. And does he, when he's going to just get in an exam and they're checking for hernia, does he give the same warning? Because is what is frowned upon is when that girl's down there fondling your balls, getting ready to check for hernia, and you run your fingers through her hair. From experience, not a good idea. It's not going to go over well. You're going to have to find a new doctor.
For the comedian, hey, Roger is ever the comedian, bringing it back with the joke.
Anyway, I have the utmost admiration for these guys that have these problems, and they're just willing to persevere and stay with it. Going into this party last night, so. And I'll just disclose this. When I have no problem on everyday life, but when I'm going into a party and I'm going to get some high volume, you know, I use Viagra. It will just sildenafil. Okay, and I've got two different versions of this, and it's not the actual prescription you would get from a pharmacy, because holy shit, that's fucking expensive. Like, it's insanely expensive. I get a friend of mine orders a big batch of stuff, and it's like lower dosage stuff from India, I think, somewhere like that. And I find that they take a long time to kick in. But then they're long lasting, like a ripple effect, long lasting. Like, D is probably stuck in Pound Town today while this wears off. But so to counteract that, I go to a compounding pharmacy, and for a few things, but one of the things is, he makes sildenafil, and it's very affordable, and it's in a dissolvable, I won't say chew because you don't chew it, but I just throw it under my tongue, and it so absorbs under your tongue, and I mean within 10 to 15 minutes that thing's hitting, and it's go time. And so stacking the two, I can just literally wear myself out at a party. It's my physical ability at that point. So I go to, I've been just kind of hitting these, I hit two of those long lasting, kind of staggered them. And then when I got to the party, I opened that little bottle and there's none. And oh. I'm like, I forgot to refill it. And I was shit. I had something on board, but to what you said, I was going to need a little more help than kind of normal.
Right.
But you know, you can't let that stuff get in your head.
No.
It just, be a soldier, get in the game.
At a party, there's a lot of alternatives where I had to pump up the guy's balls. It was his party. So he was very honest with me, and it doesn't say it in his profile, but, I think we met him for dinner before we went to his party. And he said at the end of the dinner, he said, I have something unique going on. And he told me the situation. And I was so curious. So I was like, yeah, I want to go try this. Okay. If the chips guy would have said, I had this accident, so I have to have this pumped up and it's a real issue, I would have tried if I wouldn't have felt like I was a chump, if I wouldn't have felt like I was lied to, because that's what I felt like, the lie by omission, that I was lied to and that his wife was getting fucked. Once again, I was in a situation where Fabio was doing her and everything was happy, and I'm stuck with this guy who's telling me to lay away that I know this is absolutely not going to work, but I don't know him well enough. Because, like, I know Steve well enough and I know Roger well enough that if I'm at a party and they say, I want to do this position, if it's not going to work, I'm going to say to them, hey, I don't think this is going to work. Let's try XYZ. Right. But right. I didn't know this guy. And I am that introvert who's acting like the extrovert. I am that person who likes to say that I'm in control, but I'm really not. Because I care about somebody else's feelings and I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And so I, rather than speak up and get it right and get what I wanted, I shut up and took it. And because I said to myself, a couple hours, it'll be done. And I was like, what harm could he do? I'm laid over backwards. Okay. I'm laying on my face.
A couple hours, Steve. Shit.
You know what I was thinking was these people will be gone in a couple of hours, and I'll never have to see them again. And then it was just like, and I won't have to hurt his feelings. I don't know him anywhere. I know I'm going to see you at a party again. I'm going to have to speak up eventually and tell you, hey, I don't like it this way. But you're still going to have to drag it out of me a little bit. I've learned over the years to assert my needs. I've learned to do that, but at the same time, I just felt like, and going back to tying this back into the guy last week that asked, how do I become a bluefish? Well, I need you to be honest in the profile. And when I say honest, if you've got a contraption or something else like that, and say, I need some help with that, you know, but, once we get it, and it's going to be good. I don't know what you would write in there. I don't even know if you write that in your profile, but I know the first time I meet you, if I've spent an hour and we've broken bread with you and you have not told me that you have this issue until we get back to the hotel room, it's not good. You know. And if I could take Lurch's dick, go back and listen to the season one episode where the guy was a smoker, and the only thing I really liked about him was the fact that his dick got hard and it was pretty good size. So if I could take Lurch's dick and put it on the chips officer, retired guy, we'd win. That'd be a great one. It's a shame that it's wasted. It is. Yeah. It's a shame that it was wasted on such a jerk.
That's too bad. You know, it's you are expecting Mr. Clean and you get Mr. Mouthwash.
Okay. So I think we've taken this conversation to the point of, I think we're at a good point to stop for today. We do still have homework, and that is to plug into an AI somewhere. I don't care which AI you use. Maybe you act like it's an email that you're writing. How do I tell somebody else what a good swinger I am? Okay. And then I'm not going to steal their wife or whatever. Type that in and see what ChatGPT or see what AI does to it, and see if it's something that would work as a profile for this person. Because I know there's a lot of guys out there that want to know how to get into this, and legitimately. And I got to tell you that once they get in the rotation, there are a couple of guys, the bluefish that I play with, I've seen they've been coming to parties for 7 and 8 years, and it's great. And I know the one guy is married, and I know that his wife, she just doesn't want to come to the party anymore. She's very embarrassed about it, and she doesn't even want to come to the party, but this guy goes. Yeah, there's another person at the party that she's a female. Her husband doesn't play. He's had a physical problem. He doesn't want to play anymore. And he doesn't even want to play like law flume play. He does not want to. He doesn't want to just do oral for a woman. He misses it that much, so he will not go to the party. But she goes, and she goes around a lot. And I've been out to dinner with the couple themselves, and I know that this is true. But she runs around and plays at his blessing because that's how she gets laid. That's how she gets the sex. So next time, hopefully we will talk about the profile for the bluefish. Everybody who's listening, if you have any comments, you want to tip Mandingo because he doesn't get paid for this, or if you just want to listen to past episodes, they're all there on beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You can reach out to Roger or me, send us a note via email, however you want to communicate with us. And the only thing I can say is please tell your friends on the down low, and hope you come back and keep listening again. Your flies on the wall, and I want you to come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.